in between the yam, in between the two boats, are shesayach. So there's no issue between the two boats, so there's no gzera. So then what's the issue of nifsaku elamai, for some reason, when you had two rishis that were together, and then they became apart, the erev is possible between them, and you can't say halvot yotcha. And that's the makar of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if it's nistam apesav, you don't say halvot yotcha. That's what the Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam. So, fine, it's a very nice makar for the Rambam. But first of all, let's start by two things. Stam, the Rambam is chaser bir in Pshatava, because there's a Rambam over there. The Rambam says Nisal Pesach that the halach of Nisal Pesach that each chatz is mutul atzer. So question number one is that Stam, the halach of the Rambam is the halach of Rav Huna. The halach of Rav Huna was halach of Hutter. The Gemara used Rav Huna's halach of Nistam that the chatzer is mutter as a raya that is kevan shot shotcher. So what's the kevan shot shotcher that you need to be matter each chatz to itself? Meaning I understand the kevan shot shotcher to go from one chatz to the next chatz. Because to go from one chatz to the next chatz, it's Nistam Pesach. So you have to come to the chatz. What's the tzarech of each chatzah itself? So pashup shat is because if I put my erev in your chatzah and it's nistam pesach, I'm mufka from my erev. What's being matter me is kevan chotcha hotcha. But then that doesn't make sense. If I'm mutter to myself, but I don't have my erev, so mamonashach. If I, how could you say that I have my erev to myself and it's not with you? Just stop this. I think I wasn't mind this too much, but I think there's often a right to the chazan shav that I just spoke out. That there's two steps in an erev. The erev number one is being ma'arif each rishus la'atzmai, and then the second step is when he puts it into the other guy's chatzah. There's a second shlav in the erev to be ma'arif the chatzeres. The nistam pesach breaks apart the second step of being ma'arif the chatzeres, but you still can be kaim with the first halacha that your chatzah is mu'uchad to do halacha v'chatzah hotcha. But that's the latest akash. We have a raya for the Rambam. We have a makar for the Rambam from the Gemara and Shabbos. But how does that make sense? Manishach. If there's hotcha hotcha to be matter the erev la'atzmai in the chatzah, so then it should be matter to the next chatzah. And if there's no hotcha hotcha to be matter to the next chatz, how can you be matter to the chatz la'atzma? So we know the makar of the Rambam, but kipshuta the Rambam is dvar malin or seis ma'adal. It can't clap. Okay, so the agenda is going to try to be to answer this Rambam. So there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Tzadik Gimel Beis, which the Rambam saw, it's the sugya. The Gemara brings down a tashma, a shayla. Rav Hoshea asks the shayla of Dyun Avon B'Shabbos. So effective Hoshea. Diyum Abba Shabbos, whatever the case is exactly, you had Diyum that were in the place of on Shabbos, so they asked her. So, Rav Chisler, Rav Chinenot tries to bring a right. From our Mishnah, the Mishnah says you have Chatzah Kedosh, Nifetzah, Chatzah Ketana. The Chatzah Ketana is Aser. So we see, the Chatzah is Nifetzah, it's in the place of Diyum B'Shabbos. We see it's Aser. So Zokt Rabba, I can tell you, that was Nifetzah Mibaydiyim. So maybe if it was Nifetzah B'Shabbos, it would be Mutter, because they say Hoyal Vachah Hotch assembly. But the Mishnah talking about is Nibayim. Zok Tabai, I don't understand you. Why are you saying Emer? You're the one who brought down Chidus Rav Huna. Rav Huna was Nisam Pesach. Rav Huna of Nisam Pesach taught us the halacha of Hotcha. You hold a Hotcha. So it's Vade, you have to learn up this Hotcha. If it would be Nafal, Machitz, Bein, Chatzeres. On Shabbos, a Vade would be Mutter. You have Hotcha, so it had to be Nibayim. So the Rishonim ask Akasha that the Hemshach HaGemar and the Fiat Zayin, after he brings down the Machitz of Huna and of Yitzchak, the Gemara tries to be told Rav Yitzchak in Rav Yisi and Rav Yehuda. In Machlokes Rav Yisi and Rav Yehuda about Mavish and Nafal Akaira, Nafal Akaira, Nafal Akaira, you say Hav Hotcha Hotcha. So simply the Machlokes Rav Yehuda says you do say Hav Hotcha Hotcha, then let it fall down, you still get carried a little Shabbos, and Rav Yisi says you can't. So Machlokes Hotcha Hotcha. So Gemara wants to say, if Hunu says Hotcha Hotcha holds like Rav Yehuda, says Nafal Akaira, Nafal Lech, you say Hotcha Hotcha. And Rav Yitzchak, who doesn't say Hotcha Hotcha, he holds that you like Rav Yisi. The Gemara says no. We see one part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, I can tell you that really, Rav Huna, who says Halva Hotcha Hotcha, can hold like Rav Yisi. Because Rav Huna only said Halva Hotcha Hotcha when it's Isna L'Mechitzis. But when it's Lasna L'Mechitzis, like this case, then he doesn't say Halva Hotcha Hotcha. So it comes out in the Gemara that Bein Rav Yisi, Bein Rav Yehuda hold of Halva Hotcha Hotcha. The Machlokes is, do you take it to even a case of Lasna L'Mechitzis? Rav Yehuda says you do, and Rav Yisi says you don't. So, Frag the Rishonim, and what's Abaya's Kashan Rabba? Rabba maybe held like that side of the Gemara. Maybe he held that we only say Hav Hotcha Hotcha when it's Isma L'Mechitzis, not when it's Lasna L'Mechitzis. Nistam HaPesach, which is Rabba's case, where Rabba's Shtal Devek Allah Hav Hotcha Hotcha was Nistam HaPesach, is Isma L'Mechitzis. Nafla Kais is Lasna L'Mechitzis. So maybe Rabba holds, Taka, that even if the wall fell down between the two Mechitzis on Shabbos, I won't say Hav Hotcha Hotcha, because that's Lasna L'Mechitzis. He only says it when it was Nistam HaPesach. So why is Abai getting so upset at Rabba? So the Rajba says, Teretz, basically the agenda of the Rajba is to say that when you have mechitzas going around two chatzeres and there's a wall splitting mechitzas in half, that wall between the two mechitzas, if it falls down, has a halach of isnul mechitzas, it doesn't have a halach of asnul mechitzas. So Mamela, if that's a halach of isnul mechitzas, even Rav Yosi, even that mahalach that Rav Huna holds like Rav Yosi, should say halach of hocha hocha. That's what the Rashi tells the back, and let me try to explain it a little bit. So the words he says are, I'm not going to read the whole thing, and he says a couple of times, he says, "Hayu taima the hacha in mishum mechitzes." By a case of two chatzeres that have mechitzes between them, it's not mishum mechitzes, el mishum erev kediyur nabam b'shabbes dami. The mechitzes is only making that the erev works, and when the mechitzes falls down, it's just messing up the erev, making a case of diyur nabam b'shabbes. And then the shikul he says strong words, he says, "Hayu haranami mechitzes isnu." When you have mechitzes around the two yeshuyas and the mechitzes in the middle fell down, it's still blood as mechitzes isnu. V'diyurin who didn't fetus alazah lo teichzer. The piritza is in the diyurin. It's not in the mechitzes. It's not in the rishus. So what does this mean? So efshar. Just to explain what does it mean hotar v'hotara, and to explain what's the mila of isnu and lesnu mechitzes. What's this svara, and it's going to explain pshat in the Rashi. So we had already. When Shlomo Melech makes a gzeira, and Shlomo Melech makes a gzeira that you can't be metalatal from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Yachad at Archalok, because it's not to Rishus Rabbim. So Rabbi Elazar already spoke out in the first Chabura, Shtal Levek, that we have Rav Yishenim that understand that the Yisrael of the gzeira is, even though I have Fartek, two Rishus Yachads. This is Rishus Yachad, that's Rishus Yachad. But in the Rishus Yachad, I can be Mechalok. I can have two different types of Rishus Yachads. What Farteiches them different? So for argument's sake, let's discuss the diurin, or maybe the shtamshas. But there's things that could paint the rishi is different. Meaning they're fartik the same din rishos mitzad dal rishi is a shal shabbos abul rishos yachad. But even within the world of rishos yachad, I could have rishos yachad A and rishos yachad B. It's like a third dimension in the rishos, which is nikva by the diurin. So it comes out that there's really two dinim in every rishos. There's the etzem gufa rishos, is rishos yachad, is rishos rab. And then there's a new chiddush shayim amalach, which is a fataych of the rishos. Fataych is this rishos sharuvim, rishos al shashimin. And it gives a different flavor to each rishos to have a gzeira that I've been taught from rishos zeh to rishos zeh. It'll come to bring from rishos yachad to rishos rab. So actually, we can say like this, that we have in Hilchos Shabbos a lot of times you have svaras of achana ben shmashas is meichin things. Meaning you have a chayfetz and you want to be kaveh. I'm going to use this chayfetz. The chayfetz is very shtamshas. A certain hagdara in the chayfetz is can be used. And Shabbos ben shmashas is kaveh that how you're having it. It's hagdara. It's the shtamshas. How you're viewing it. How you're being misyachas to it. Ben Hashmashis sticks. But that could be, that's only klape how you're going to be making the Gufa Chayfetz. But if there is a Chayfetz or not, there's no Hachana, that's a Matzis. Other there is, other there isn't. So when you're dealing with Mechitzas around the Rishos to be Kaveh Rishos Yachid, that's not the Hachana Sa Rishos, that's the Chefs of the Rishos. That's the Gufa Rishos. And if the Gufa Rishos is not here, it's not here. There's no pass Hotar Vulture over there. So that's what we see hold. Only in the Tzveter Din, the Shlomo Yachid is a Mechadish there. Noch Rishos Yachid. I have Rishos Yachid. I want to be magdal rishus yachad. I want to give it an uptight. I want to give it a flavor, a personality. That is a svara of hachana that it's nikva ben hashmashes of a certain gitaych, and that taych you can't lose it on Shabbos. So maybe less l'mechitzes means I lost the gufa rishus. There's no hotra. Is l'mechitzes and hashina diurin is pshat. It's the uptight to the rishus. The uptight to the rishus is shayach to the din of hotra. So come to this when you have two rishus yachads, my chatz and your chatz, mitzad hilchus rishuyis dal rishus Shabbos. They're not two rishuyis. It's one rishus. So one rishus is the wall between the make the rishus. If you have a wall in your house, in your kitchen, your dining room, it's not two rishus. It's one rishus. What's keveya that the two rishus is not mechitzas, and it's not din rishus of Shabbos. It's a new din of Shlomo HaMelech that the diurin are keveya the rishus. The mechitza between the two chatzeres is not being mechalak the rishus. The mechitza between the two chatzeres is being mechalak the diurin, and there's diurin A and diurin B. The mechitza is not doesn't talk to the rishus at all. The rishus is chad. It's not the good rishus. It's a hechatim to talk to the rishus, to the diurin. The diurin are keveya the chilk rishus. So the mechitza is a gram to be mechalak the rishus. It doesn't talk to the chilk rishus. It's a hechatim to make two different diurin. The keveya hachilk rishus is the diurin alay. So mela when the mechitza between the two rishus falls down, that's isnul mechitza. It's not lesnul mechitza. You didn't lose the gufa rishus. It's an oifin that you lost the uptaych of the rishus because now the diurin can't see themselves chalak, so they don't have the ability to touch up the rishus anymore. The mechitza did nothing. The mechitza was just a hechatim to be ma'abe the karech of the diurin to be kaveh the rishus the way they were kaveh before. And on that we say isnul mechitzas, and you say achana doesn't switch. So that is why the Rashi explains that Abaye had a good kasha on Rabba. Rav Huna says halacha about isnul mechitzas that we say hoy v'hotra hotra. Not from mechitzas ben achatzeres is less is isnul mechitzas. Let's see the Rashi. So Emily has a good kasha on Rabba. Kasha is, it's very nice of the Rishonim, but we know the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is Chilek of the Rishonim. And he holds that the Shem Melech's Kzeira is living Kzeira. Shem Melech's Pshat that he held that a Chatzar is Rabbimdik, and Abayis is Yachadik. So Mela, it's not Pshat that the Diyurin are Tzvitir Adin, that they're Pela Anaya Chilek La'atzmam. Shem Melech's Mechadish, a new Agdara in the Etzim Arbor Shirs of Shabbos, that Klapi itself from Abayis to Chatzar, Dan the Chatzar is just a Rabbim. So that means there's no two dinim. There's one din of Rishuyas, Stam Rishuyas, and the Diyurin are not, it's Tzvitir Din, the Diyurin is a Chiddush, to get around to the Etzim Din. So, Bishlam, if I had Diyurin that came on Shabbos, nothing switched to my Rishus. Maybe my Rishus switched to Talacha a little bit. Nothing switched in the Rishus Alain. But when I shouldn't have said that. Take that back. Well, the point is, when a Mechitza falls down between the two Rishuyas, the Mechitza was being Mechalik between this Rishus and that Rishus. Because there was Rishus of this person, which is a certain type of Rishus, Hayachal, let's say, and there's that Rishus, let's call it Rishus Rab for argument's sake, and the Mechitza between them wasn't grabbing Mechalik between the Diyurin and the male Diyurin and Mechalik the Rishuyas. It was a Mechitza between Shnei Rishuyas, because in Shem Melch's eyes, these are two separate Rishuyas, through the fact that this is a Rishus that's nikva by its amount of people, and that's Rishus that's nikva by that amount of people. So, the Rambam's Chazar Kushya, that the Nefiyas HaMechitzis is less than the Mechitzis.
Even between the Chatzar and the Chatzar.
Even between the Chatzar and the Chatzar, I don't. Because you have to see clap at the back. So I was trying to talk
about this.
Much more complicated than I can attend to. So, the agenda is going to be, and try to explain it, is to say that Hagufa, the Rambam Taka learned that Nafa Mechitzis Ben Shei Rishuyas is less than the Mechitzis. And we found the Rabbinian that says it like this. I'm not saying what I'm going to say is Rabbinian, it's not a mufka to Keshita. Taka, the Rishonim had a good kasha, and the Rambam there's no answer. Nafa Mechitzis Ben Rishuyas is less than the Mechitzis. And if that's true, so you have a kasha, what's a bias right? How could a bias be right from this time of Pesach, which is less than is no Mechitzis, to Nafa Mechitzis Ben Rishuyas is less than the Mechitzis? That was the Rishonim's kasha and a bias. And the agenda is going to be to answer that this time of Pesach is also less than the Mechitzis. And through that, hopefully, to explain the Rambam. So, by a case, with the Rambam, you have two chatzeris that have a mechitza between them, and there are through a Pesach between them. It's very chalked in the Rishonim. Lefi the Rishonim, when I have two chatzeris with a mechitza between them, they're one Rishus, mitzad Rishus Rishuyas, it's Rishus Yachad, one Rishus Yachad. The chiluk is in the Diyurin, and the Pesach with the Iv allowed that the Diyurin on is Achid, like Rashi says in Ayin Vav. Rashi says that when you have a Pesach, then as a kidiur chatzah achas. We're not being ma'achid the chatzah is shem ochel. I mean the gufa chatzah, the gufa rishus. The point is that the diur are coming together. But for the Rambam, when the diur are separate, the rishus is
an erev. You mean the erev is ma'achid them, or you mean samazayin through the Pesach?
Let's see with the erev. But for the Rambam, when the two rishus before the erev or when there's a mechitza, the etzim chefta the rishus is chalak. And when you're making the Erev and you bring the Diyurin together, what you're doing is you're being Mechadish and Naya Rishos. But it brings that it's Mechadish and New Rishos because now the Rishos will be the Ram. The Etzim Gufa Rishos is uptight by the amount of people, the people here. That's the Ram calls Rishos Yach Rishos Ram. So when it brings the people together through an Erev, it's being marked a new Rishos Ba'etzim. So Memela, what was my ability to have these two Rishos become one? Because there's a Pesach. And this Nisam of Pesach, now the two Rishos got split, they became two. So that's a halacha of less than the mechitzas. So kum tois lefi the Rambam, sai nafal mechitzas and sai nistam pesach is less than the mechitzas. And if it's less than the mechitzas, so bai had a good kash on Rambam. But this is going to make a big problem, and at the same time, answer the Rambam. It comes out that what we're saying is lefi of huno, the halacha of nistam pesach and nafal mechitzas ben shnei rishuyas is less than the mechitzas. If that's true, then bal karchach, or huno who says by nistam pesach you say hotcha v'hotcha. Bal Karchach he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi have a machlekes. Less than mechitzas say hutter hutter. Rabbi Yosi says you do not, and Rabbi Yehuda says you do. If we're going to say that Nistam Pesach is less than mechitzas, that means the Rav Huna is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how Abaye learned up.
Abaye, the Gemara says not like that.
Right. Give me a second. That's how Abaye learned up. Abaye learned up that Rav Huna is talking about carrying from one rishus to the next rishus. Carrying from one rishus to the next rishus, if I would say hutter between one rishus and the next rishus, that's going to be mechayev that I still done the Erev, and I still done as Chad Rishus, even though I got hacked up by the Nistam HaPesach. And that means that I'm understanding that Rav Huna's halacha is halacha saying hutter even by less than the mechitzas like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Nistar from a Gemara in Yudayin Amarav. Because Gemara in Yudayin Amarav says that Rav Huna shtims with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to have Isnul Mechitzas. So the Rambam had to learn up that there's a mechayev asugis. And he had to learn up that the Gemara Yitzayim and Aleph understands that the Hutter of Avuna is not the carry from one Rishas to the next Rishas. That's how I understood it. But the Sugya Yitzayim and Aleph, who was Taylor of Huna, even in Abiyasi, understood that the Hutter of Avuna is only in each Rishas, La'atzmai. Because in each Rishas La'atzmai, that's less than Isn L'mechitzis. The step one of the Chazan Ish, I have my Rishas from Ma'achim, one Chatzin, and then their Ma'achim, their Chatzin. That is that's beautiful. There's a wall between the two chatzeres, so the Pesach between them, but there's the separate chatzeres, and their ma'arav la'atzman, their ma'arav la'atzman. That's that the fact that the there's a steam of the Pesach didn't chepper that. The steam of the Pesach cheppered the second step of the erev, being ma'arav two chatzeres together, which made them one rishos. So that is less than the mechitzas when it's nistam, and you can't say hutra. But what you left with, which you still can say hutra, which never got cheppered by the nistam of Pesach, is the fact that each chatzer is mutar la'atzman. So the Rambam itself, Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam in...
That's the last letter of Vayi Gabay.
Stamakash, fine. Stamakash in the Rambam. So the Rambam in Yitzayid Lama Dalet, Paskins beferish like Rabbi Yossi. He says, Mavi shinit l'kareis avay l'chayiv b'shabes, asal taltabay af b'shinifetz l'karmelis. So he's saying that you don't say, hayiv l'hutcha hutcha by less than l'machitzis. So in the Rambam had the Paskin, is Paskin like the Gemara in Yitzayin, that understands that Huna is halacha. Is halacha of less than is only by isn lemechitzas, not by less than lemechitzas. So he had to learn up. The Rambam learned up like the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that Rav Huna is only being matter each chatz la'atzma. Abaye learned up not that way, and Abaye learned up that Rav Huna was going like Rav Yehuda even by less than lemechitzas. And Rabba learned up like the Gemara Yud Zayin. So the Rabba only said Amar. The Gemara Yud Zayin is a hakira with pshat in Rav Huna. Is Rav Huna matter mechatz la'chatz only matter each chatz la'atzma? So Mimela, Rabba said, I don't know. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. Masha'en Ken Abaya didn't understand what the Rabbi was talking about because he understood that he wasn't going to Gemara Yizayin, and he understood that Huna is just two halachas, black and white. Hutter, hutter goes across the board. If you don't say hutter, hutter goes across the board. And Mamela, Abaya learned that Huna goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's mafta enough mechitzes. And this is a Pesach, timitalta mechatz lechat. The only kasha on this, which is Kipshute knocks the whole thing out, is that this would come out if you go with this cheshbon, that Shmuel passes in the Gemara. That nafal hachatzer, nafal mechitzer be chatzer lechatzer. Shmuel paskins, the halacha is that they're mutter, and each one is mutter ad chatzim, ad ikar mechitzer. We come out that Shmuel is paskining even less than the mechitzer, you say hachatzer vodcha. Because we're coming to say in the Rambam that the Rambam holds nafal mechitzer bein shnei arishuyis is less than the mechitzer. So if that's true, like Rabbi Edison says, so if that's true, Shmuel paskins even by nafal mechitzer, that you say hachatzer vodcha means Shmuel paskins. Even by less nul mechitzis, like Rabbi Yehuda, you say hal chavacha. The Rambam beferish passes like Shmuel. The Hemshach Rambam, like I don't have time to read, he passes beferish like Shmuel. So according to what we're saying, it's a steal in the Rambam. If the Rambam passes like Shmuel, then how can you say he should be mati to me mitalta mechatz lechatz? So to answer this, go back to the Beis Meir's kasha. The Shkila spoke this out. The Beis Meir has a kasha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it's kasha in the Rambam also. The Mishnah says by chatz katan lechatz gadol. The Mishnah says. The reason why the katan is aser is mipneishi ke pesach shal gadol. It's effective base mayor, and the Ram also is madgish this point that the reason why the katan is aser is because the gedolim mayor on the katana. Effective, why do you need to come out to that for? It's a regular halacha of parts. The Ram paskins an halacha chafei. Shmuel's halacha that by parts it's only mutter if it was happen on Shabbos. If it didn't happen on Shabbos, it would be aser. So why does the Ram have to say a whole shivul tayer by gedolim katana that the reason why it's aser is because Mishnah says pesach, the Ram says is that the gedolim the katana it's a partial halacha of nefes of pesach. So, in the etzem halacha of the sugya of nafal chakaisel, brought down the achrenu, this is machlekes achrenu, how to understand the sugya. Kvega in the yisinar, quickly. The Kvega understands when it's nafal pesach, nafal mechitzah, pshat is the two chatzeres, it's still shtei chatzeres. Each one's im la'atzmi, the way he says it is because they don't have a heter to go into each other's chatzer. So you're by you and I'm by me. And pshat is where parts fall out, it's in this part of makam asala. And the yisinar learns up, no, pshat is when it's nafal mechitzah, they became one new chatzer. Everyone's tzimisht, and as it's tzimisht lechatzer, it's chatzer shleiv. It's machlekes zachrin. So, I'm trying to bring out over here is that maybe you could say that the Rambam had both dinim, and it's probably in the two cases of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara of Rav and Shmuel, of when you have two chatzeris, nafal pesach between them, is going to be halacha like Rabbi Kivega says. You don't have a right to come into me, I don't have a right to come into you. Two separate chatzeris, and it's nafal mechitza b'shebeneh. And when it's nafal mechitza between two chatzeris, maybe there's two different dinim of parts. There's something called parts of Shusar Abim. You have a Shusar Yachad, there's parts of Shusar Abim. Sefelt in the Chalice of Shusar Yachad. But when you have two Chatzeres that are parts of Adadi, it's not Pshat Sefelt in the Rishus. Because the Iker Rishus is fine. Nothing chapter in the Rishus. It's in Shalom Yachad Din. There's a new halacha when you have two Chatzeres that are open to each other. There's a new halacha, like Reb Chaim maybe says, parts of Makam Asala. It's not undermining the etzem kviyas harishus. The rishus is nikva. There's my chatzin, there's your chatzin. There's an issue that my chatzin is parts to you and your chatzin is parts to me, and the diurim mess each other up. So b'meila, you could say like this: the Mishnah is talking about chatzin gadol, chatzin katan, where pshat is that the katan is a pesach to the gadol. So b'meila then is achid v'nasa echad, like the yisun is our svara, and when it's nasa echad, that's a shina l'gufa rishus l'fi the Rambam, because before there are two different diurim, there are two different rishus. Now that it was nasa pesach, it became one rishus. It became one rishus, it's less than all the urine, and that's going to be Shabbat to Halacha of Nistam HaPesach, where Nistam HaPesach, Pshat was, I was one with you and Erev, and now it became two, through the Nistam HaPesach. So it's over here, by Nifat HaKaisel, we used to be two, and now through the Svar of the Mishnah, that there's a Pesach here, we're not Sechat. And that case is going to be also on Shabbos. It's going to be also even if it falls on Shabbos, because it's a case of less than all the urine. And Zakti Rambam, and Halacha Chavdal, the Rambam says, if you have Ketana, Shinif, it's Lugadayla, Zakti Rambam, it's Aser, because it's Pesach. Why did the Rambam have to come on to that Svar? Because the Rambam is saying it's also even on Shabbos. Because if it happened on Shabbos, it's going to blind a situation of less than Mechitzis, it's a Shin and the Guf, Tzur Zarashos, because if Nasa Echor, and if it's Nasa Echor, it's less than Mechitzis, it's also even if it falls on Shabbos. And the Mishnah, we don't go with Abai's Uptach in the Mishnah. We go with the Rabbah's Uptach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going even if it fell on Shabbos. Like the Gemara's have me. But the Rambam in Halacha Chavhei, when he's bringing down Shmuel Shita is two Chatzeris. They're the same size. Two Chatzeris Shenifrats. Two Chatzeris Shenifrats, like two Chatzeris. There's a Psul, there's a Pesach, there's a Psul, Pritzai Saris between them, like Vegas says. And in that Halacha, it's not a Chepar in Etzim Chalit Saris Shos. The two Shiris are stayed, they blab how they were before, and blab is Isnul Mechitzis with a Psul. And with a Psul is Halacha of Kevin Chot Chot Chot.